Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time for some of the news that didn't necessarily make the news this morning. A porn site that'll pay for your Thanksgiving if you live stream your dinner. Why didn't you tell us that a half hour ago? Also, the best and worst stores for Black Friday deals. It is Thursday, the 21st of November of 2019. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. And before we get to those stories, it is National Stuffing Day, guys. Even though we're a week out from Thanksgiving, today is National Stuffing Day.
Happy National Stuffing Day.
So if you're going to crack open a box of Stovetop and eat the whole thing for lunch, today's the day to do it. According to a new poll, though, a lot of us don't even use the term stuffing. They asked 3,000 Americans, what do you call the Thanksgiving side dish that mixes bread, broth, and seasoning? And a quarter of us call it dressing.
My mom calls it dressing.
Yeah, my dad does, too. That's why we call it dressing.
Yeah. Stuffing at our house, even though I know some of it's from the bird, so it truly is stuffing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some of it, because everyone loves it, you got to have more than that little bird amount.
Yeah,
so you make
right.
more
you
of it.
Put in there.
Yeah, I just think stuffing is more truthful.
Yeah.
You know, we don't
dressing,
do that,
you know, as if it's some kind of garnish or something.
Well,
you know,
it kind
let's
of
be
is.
Honest.
Being dressed.
Do you guys eat it out of the bird like Tim?
I will. I'm not above. I mean, I've done it both ways. You know, you can make it as a side or you can do it in the bird. I've heard people say you shouldn't do it that way.
Yeah.
You shouldn't actually put it into the bird or cook it that way. But, you know, I've never suffered any harm as a result. Maybe I've just gotten lucky. 66%, though, they do call it stuffing. The majority call it stuffing. 25% call it dressing. 3% of Americans call it something else like filling or whatever.
Filling.
Yeah, not stuffing, not dressing. They'd come up with some alternative.
Call it stovetop.
Also, they went through tweets. Speaking of Thanksgiving, the results of a study that found the most hated Thanksgiving food in every state based on more than 50,000 hate tweets about different foods that people have posted this month. And believe it or not, there are three states where turkey is the most hated Thanksgiving food: Maine, Idaho, and Oregon. The most
wow.
hated food overall is cranberry sauce, which we talked about. It was the number one pick in 17
people
states.
Got issues with the can.
Yes. And the green bean casserole is the most hated in 12 states.
Bye.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm. I know my parents stopped by this morning with the instant Thanksgiving. And I told them, I was like, no offense to you, Tim. I was like, I think Tim and Jen are kind of the only ones that eat that. And I don't know if Jen's on that kick right now. So skip the green bean casserole and probably the sweet potatoes.
Yeah. The green bean casserole, for me, it's not my favorite. It would be low on the Thanksgiving list. But I do like a pop of green on my plate. I got to have like a lot of colorful, full things.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
need some green stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a couple bites of that's pretty tasty.
There you go. Now, you don't have to keep your family Thanksgiving fights private this year. You can argue with your relatives while a bunch of pervs listen in. A porn site called Cam Soda will cover the cost of your entire Thanksgiving dinner if you live stream the whole thing online so their users can watch.
Okay.
Apparently, there are enough Thanksgiving fetishists out there to make it worth their while.
What is that?
That's crazy.
Like, what do you do?
I guess you just sit there and eat.
You just do your thing.
But what's a Thanksgiving fetishist? Like, they like
someone who has a fetish for watching people eat Thanksgiving dinner.
Yep.
I don't know, Jen. I don't know about
you.
That
don't
one.
You don't know anybody?
Nope.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay up to $250 to cover your meal. And all you have to do is set up a live camera and live stream it. Nothing R-rated has to happen. Nothing even PG-13 needs to happen. No nudity required. You just have to eat with the knowledge that a bunch of people are watching you. And who knows what they're doing at home?
Wow.
Oh.
Now, for legal reasons, everyone at your dinner has to be over the age of 18.
Yeah.
So this kind of thing may be more popular with Friendsgiving crowds.
Sure. Yes.
Especially people in their 20s who need the money and don't find the whole live streaming thing as creepy in general as the rest of us. If you're interested, though, you can sign up at Cam Soda's very not safe for work website. Or send him an email.
I kind of want to Google Thanksgiving fetishes.
Just to see
what, and hit images.
What it is that's doing it for people.
Just to see what that's all about, right?
Yeah.
Have you started slacking off at work to do your holiday shopping yet?
Nope.
More than half of us will online shop at work this year. And just under half of those people admit that it does make them less productive. One out of five, will spend over an hour per week on it. Cyber Monday is the number one day of the year for work shopping. Only 29% of people say they never shop while they're on the clock. Men are more likely to shop at work during the holidays than women, though.
How about that?
Yeah.
Jen's being awfully quiet down there.
Well, we know. Mm-hmm.
Have you been shopping online?
No.
Not this morning?
I pulled a Jen already and I bought shoes.
You did?
Did you really?
While we were on the radio.
Just now?
No, those ones that were delivered.
Oh, I was going to say another pair? Good for you.
Now, do they charge you like if they don't? Now, if they don't fit right, like will they charge you shipping? Or some kind of restocking fee,
usually,
or do they allow you to return it for free?
I haven't looked into it, but I'm assuming you could return them.
Yeah, you can. Some do. Some will send you a shipping label. And
I would hope so. Like, if I can't try it on, the least you can do is, you know, let me ship it back to you if it doesn't fit right. But if you're going to face the masses on Black Friday and shop in person, you'd better get some insane deals to make up for it, because they analyze the Black Friday ads from the 29 of the biggest retail chains in the country to figure out who's offering the best average deals this year and who's offering the worst. The average deal overall is 40.5% off, 40.4% off. That's an improvement from last year when
That's
it was 37%
great.
Off. Yeah. But the best deals this year are at places like Bell's, Peebles, Goodies, things are an average of 70% off in places like that. But places like JCPenney, Kohl's, Belk, New York & Company, Dick's Sporting Goods, Kmart are averaging at least 50% off. That's not nothing.
Are you guys going to go out on Black Friday? Do you have plans? What are you going to do?
Have we just met?
I know. I really wasn't directing that at
Me.
You.
I actually am shopping on Black Friday. Starting on Friday morning at 10 a.m., I'm going to be at the Tri-County Mall for our day after Thanksgiving.
So you're going to be working and shop. You're going to be shopping while you're working.
So I'm there from 10 until 2, and they're giving away like $15,000 worth of like stuff. Like you can play games and stuff.
Wow.
But I already know I'm using that time to purchase my mother's Christmas present.
Gotcha.
So I will be shopping.
So you're going in with a goal in mind.
Yes, I do. I know exactly what I'm going to get. We're ready.
I haven't talked to my mom yet. My parents will be here. I don't know what we're going to... I'm sure. I am sure that we will go to Kohl's.
Tim, will you be hitting the Black Friday stores, the crowds on Black Friday?
So my parents live 10 houses from a smaller sort of mall.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to be like the first thing we do that day. But at some point, we will probably walk up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 houses. Walk up and just, you know, poke around, see what's up at Old Navy. And, you know,
I love that. Yeah.
Like probably 1 hour and then we'll walk back.
That's good. Enough. So you don't have to get in the car. You don't have to deal with parking. Mm-hmm. You just take a leisurely stroll.
But you know me when it comes to shopping. I pick a day in December and I just go out of these little boutique sort of places.
Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, sorry, we're taking pictures of our food. We'll just be a moment.
Well, what we're doing is a really fun thing. Of course, I had an idea after I started eating my first plate of Thanksgiving dinner. I said we should take a picture of all four of our plates and see if our Facebook friends can say whose
plate
belongs
to who.
Right. Yeah.
Based on what they know about us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, the best part was is that Fritch said that after we finished our first plate. So then we were like, oh, man, we should have did that. Oh, we can just do another plate.
Yeah. Is there any reason we can't do a second plate?
So that's what I'm doing. I'm sending all the individual pictures to Tim right now. He'll put them together, and this will go up on our Q102 Facebook page. I don't know, sometime within the next 30 minutes or so. Mm-hmm.
It's our favorite game of get to know the show.
Yeah. And then you guys
the online Thanksgiving edition.
You guys can vote, or not vote, or just guess, I guess.
Yeah.
Guess as to whose is whose, right?
Yeah.
Too funny.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.